Aloha and good morning to our faithful White Way radio listeners and friends. In my search of a topic to share, one day I happened to look down at my hands laying flat on the keyboard. Oh my goodness, my topic was clearly right in front of me. Friends have mentioned that I look a lot like my mother, and recently I think my hands are looking more and more like my mom's hands too. Although my mom passed away 14 years ago, there are times when I remember my mother's hands, particularly in gassho. My mother, Aiko Yamane of Kona, was a devout Jodo Shinshu Buddhist during her lifetime and was active at the Kona Honganji Buddhist Temple. She truly believed in the Nembutsu, placing her hands together and reciting the words Namu Amida Butsu in the morning, in the evening, and any other time when she felt the need to do so. We grew up following her practice of placing our hands together in gassho in front of the Hotokesama at home and what we used to call Sunday school. What does gassho mean? Reverend Ken Yamada wrote in the article, The Meaning of Gassho, quote, placing our hands together while reciting the Nembutsu is called gassho in Jodo Shinshu Buddhism. Gassho is more than a pose. It is symbolic of the Dharma, the truth about life. Gassho symbolizes respect, the Buddha's teachings, and the Dharma. It is an expression of our feelings of gratitude and our interconnectedness with each other. End of quote. While developing this talk, I asked my sisters for their perspectives about our mother's hands. My sister, Lorraine, stated, quote, my mom's hands tell a story about her life. At an early age, her tiny hands were sad and lonely as she lost her mother at age 4 and her father at age 6. Her hands must have wiped away many tears of sadness silently. As she grew up, her hands became hard-working hands, nimble and skillful at picking coffee in the field, in sorting parchment at the coffee mill, in sewing articles of clothing, and in weaving lauhala products. End quote. My sister, Susan, composed a short verse about mom's hands, and it goes like this. Soft, warm, and gentle when showing love to her children and friends. Firm and strong when she needed to be a coffee farmer and babysitter. Creative and artistic, using newspaper to draft patterns of dresses for her 4 daughters, also hand-wove lauhala coasters and coffee baskets. So versatile in how she used her hands to make delicious dishes like nishime, oshizushi, and desserts to share with others. Humble hands, reminding us to show our gratitude by putting our hands together in gassho, just like her. End of verse. My mom's hands became calloused when she scrubbed our laundry on an old wooden scrubbing board and squeezed them dry. Sometimes they were shriveled like prunes. She must have hung up hundreds of cloth diapers on the clothesline and spent hours folding each one just so. Her hands never gave up. My mom wrote weekly to me while I was away attending college on the mainland. Her handwritten letters were full of news from home, which kept me informed while far away. Her penmanship was beautiful, and her writing style was very good. Back then, letters sent via the postal system kept us connected. Those were the days long before emailing and text messaging. Birthdays, weddings, performances, graduations, celebrations. My mom experienced many happy special occasions in her life when she put her hands together to clap with joy and satisfaction. When all was said and done, it was time to gassho in gratitude. My sisters and I agree that mom had more than a green thumb. Her left and right hands were green. Her hands planted and nurtured orchids, anthuriums, tropical flowers, and greens, which she used to grace the butsudan and the family graves. Our sister Betty recalls how Mom taught us and instilled in us to honor our ancestors on special occasions, which we continue to do, offering flowers and senko, along with saying the nembutsu with our hands in gassho. I found this wonderful writing entitled Grandmother's Hands, which is so beautiful not to share. The writer is unknown. It is an essay told from the point of view of a granddaughter, and it goes like this. My grandmother is over 90 years old. She sat on the patio bench and she didn't move, just sat with her head down, staring at her hands. When I asked if she was okay, she smiled and said she was fine. Then she related her story. Stop and think for a moment about the hands you have, how they have served you well throughout your years. These hands, though wrinkled, shriveled, and weak, have been the tools I have used all my life to reach out and grab and embrace life. They braced and caught my fall when, as a toddler, I crashed upon the floor. They put food in my mouth and clothes on my back. As a child, I was taught to fold them in prayer. They tied my shoes and pulled on my boots. They caressed the love of my life and dried the tears of my children. They held my young husband lovingly and wiped my tears when he went off to war. They have been dirty, scraped, and raw, swollen and bent. They were firm yet gentle when I held my newborn son. Decorated with my wedding band, they showed the world that I was married and loved someone special. These hands trembled and shook when I buried my parents and husband and watched as my daughter walked down the aisle. Yet they were strong and sure when I grabbed my child and jerked her away from danger when a car was moving too fast. They clasped my children lovingly for stitches, broken bones, and measles. They have held children, consoled neighbors, and shook in anger when I didn't understand. They have covered my face, combed my hair, and washed and cleansed the rest of my body and those of my family. They have been sticky, wet, bent, broken, dried, and raw. To this day, when not much of anything else of me works real well, these hands hold me up, lay me down, and continue to fold in prayer. These hands are the mark of where I've been, and they signify the richness of my life. As her granddaughter, I will never look at my hands the same again. When my hands are hurt or sore, or when I stroke the faces of my children and husband, I think of my grandmother and her hands. End of essay. Somewhere along my mom's life journey, she discovered the joy of using her hands on the slot machines in Las Vegas. She spent hours on the machines and had such a good time winning some and losing more. Once she got a taste of it, her hands itched to try her luck. I'm sure she even recited the nembutsu with every spin of the wheel. As my mom, Aiko Yamane, aged, her once strong hands became worn, tired, arthritic, trembling hands. Yet her hands faithfully, endearingly, embraced gently in gassho, even as she lay in the hospital bed during her last remaining days. We believe our mom's hands in gassho represented her deep gratitude and unconditional faith in Amida Buddha. She was in peace and one with the Buddha. The next time you put your hands together in gassho, Take a few seconds to look at your hands. You will be amazed. Namu Amida Butsu. Thank you.